Well, in studio we have Ms. Chifua Okorisang. She's the senior student counselor at the Directorate for Counseling Career Development. Yeah, and today we are going to be talking about planning your curriculum and your career vision. And I'd like for her to greet us and obviously you who's listening.
You guys should know who she is.
She's here already.
Afternoon.
How are you doing, ma'am?
I'm okay.
No, you don't sound too happy.
No, I'm okay.
Okay. Now she's smiling, so yeah, she is okay.
Okay.
Hey, man.
Well, when we talk about career planning and how you plan your curriculum, what are the first few things one can do in order when you're looking at your curriculum for the semester?
I think what is important, you would have seen that I said planning your curriculum and then I put also career vision.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, I mean, I would want to use an example of if you want to be a journalist, we always hear there is a financial journalist, there is a
sports journalist,
there is a sports journalist and all that. So what we are talking about is also as you are doing possibly be a communication science, to think about the type of a person you want to be in the communication field. Because if you are interested in court work and crime, would it be helpful maybe to include criminology with your communication because it gives you the perspective? Should you be interested in commercial stuff, is it important for you then to have some business understanding what they're talking about, the graphs of, you know, the incomes, the exports, so that you have got at least an idea about that. So it's important to think about the person you want to be then as you are choosing the models, because sometimes people walk around to say, yo, which models they say is the easiest one? The
difficult
and
one.
Which one is the difficult one? Which one most people pass well?
Mm.
Which one most people repeat? But with that, then you're not thinking about how will this model help me in the future?
Yes.
How will this model relate to the person I want to be?
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important that we keep in mind the person we want to be after completing the degree. Because, of course, as communication students, based on your majors, your influence or your arguments, it's also influenced by what else have you taken in your communication degree. The same applies with social work. You know, people, all social workers, if somebody has done criminology, it's very different to that person who have done developmental
studies.
And the type of environment that they could go with regard to their social work degree.
Mm.
So the first thing is to think about where do I want to be, not which module is the easiest.
Or the quickest to do. As you spoke about your careers, like, if then, is it ever too late to change your career? Like, I've started this, I want to do this now, is it ever too late?
Look, we can't really talk about career in a very linear way, especially, for example, you know, for me, let's say you are doing BA Communication Science, now you have realized, no, but you know what, I'm really interested into finance.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on where you are with that degree,
yes,
it could be useful sometimes that you really stick to it. You finish that degree and then you think, okay, on completion of this degree, is it possible for me to do non-degree modules for business management, because now I want to do honors in business management and all that. So again, it's important. I wouldn't look at changing a career in a very linear way. You said, I'm not happy with communication science. Or in December, somebody told me, you, it's much better to be a psychologist rather than to do communication science. Then you just come and change. I think the one need to have a reflection to say, how come do I want to change? What has really changed in my career vision from the time I've started with this degree? You started this degree last year. What were you thinking this degree will do for you? How come now you feel it's not the right degree? So, and to think about, could I finish this qualification? Then I could then see how do I use it while also doing what I want to do. Because there is always danger where you start with something, you leave it incomplete, because people also start doubting you to say, no, initially you said this and then
you
now you're changing.
This. You never
and
finished.
Also it has got impact on your self-confidence.
Yeah, it does.
You will keep on doubting yourself. So one could say, one cannot really say it's late, but also one need to reflect and to get facts and to get an understanding what have changed. Instead of changing, how can I manage my career process?
Now, for me, sometimes when I listen to people that talk about their careers and their plan, I always pick up two major reasons why people fail at what they're doing.
Mm.
Firstly, they start with, how much will I earn in this career?
Mm-hmm.
The second one is, how easy and how difficult is it?
You are right. And you said both of them are very dangerous.
Yeah.
Because I always say to people, you know, how much will I earn? Most of the time we don't look at, you know, you earn as you go with seniority and experience.
Yeah, yeah.
One day you will look at the position and then you see, oh, they are looking for a senior student counselor, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, sure, this person will earn so much. And you think, oh, it's much better for me to be a counselor.
Yeah.
But you don't take into consideration, maybe to be a senior student counselor,
you have to have done
got like 5 years of experience and you should have got an honors or a master's.
Mm.
So it's actually sort of illogical that you start looking, you base it like on one thing. The second thing is also that maybe you saw a salary for a senior student counselor at UNISA, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you will go to University of Pretoria, then you earn the same salary.
Yes, yes.
Or you will go to University of Namibia, you might earn less.
Yes.
Or a student counselor who works for the FET might earn less. So one need to have sort of a global research.
Mm-hmm.
And also to think again, especially when choosing modules and choosing qualification, to think about how broad is this, how sustainable is this, how could I be able to make money. And also, I mean, in the forefront, we must look at the reality. You might see me as the student counselor to say, oh, she's so successful.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not from what I'm earning. It might be from my family.
Maybe I'm
coming from a family that I had managed to get things established.
Yes.
So I seem like flourishing based on my career.
And that's
but
not the case.
It's not really the case.
Yes.
So we sometimes don't have the facts. So my issue is that you must really do proper research.
Yes.
And proper research across different things, different companies, different parastatal, government, private, how will I earn? And also, how sustainable is it?
Mm.
Do I need to grow into the career to earn more?
Yeah.
I mean, money is very important. I don't want to be naive. Money is important, but sometimes don't look at money only superficial.
Yes.
But beyond that, you know, is this something you want to do for the rest of your life? Let's say, for example, if they say to me, you will make a lot of money by washing pigs, I'm not interested in animals. So I wouldn't enjoy that.
Yes.
But, you know, I would be happy with the way I'm interacting with people.
Yes.
So is this the type of a person you want to be or not? Because a career for you to succeed is yourself.
Totally.
Yeah, that's totally true.
Input from on your behalf. So I'm guessing like long are the times when you have parents choose a career for you. You know that how you look more intelligent in the science department.
Go be a doctor because your father's a doctor.
Mm.
Look, they do play a role. The people around us, of course, they influence us. Look, who we are sometimes is because of the people around us. So they've got a value, but it must be very taken care of. That sometimes, you know, I always say to people who sometimes we live the life of other people,
mm-hmm.
where other people say the life I've never lived, and they say, okay, I've got somebody.
I want to live it through my kids.
Yeah. Yes. So as much as they can contribute, but I think it becomes more dangerous if they said, no, but you must become a doctor. We need a doctor in this
the house,
family.
Yes.
And there could be a lot of challenges because maybe Rakhadi's mang wana hike.
He's a doctor already.
He's a doctor.
Yeah.
So my family must
be the
standard. But if they're coming in to say, look, I have seen how you interact with people. You seem to have a heart for people. You are interested in listening. You have got really, I think you will fit well with social work.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about it?
Yeah.
And, you know,
your
that
concerns
is actually,
about it.
It's actually a reflection or giving you feedback on the type of a person you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that information is important
when
you are looking at the career to say, am I the type of a person
mm-hmm.
who can listen, who can be helping?
But do
so, can you see the roles? It's different.
Yeah. But do you sometimes get people that come to your office that say, look, I want to be a student, but I don't know what to do?
Look, normally a lot of people always say, I don't know what I want to do. Because, you see, in that statement, this person is talking about UNISA qualification. It's not talking about themselves. So I will always say to them, look, I understand that. It's normal. You wouldn't know UNISA qualification. But let's talk about you. What type of a person you want to be in the future? What type of environment do you see yourself working, and what will you be doing?
Yeah, yeah.
Because then when we start engaging on that level, it becomes clearer to say, okay, it seems this you would want to be the one helping people, and are you saying, you know, like a social work or like a psychologist? Then you will find that the conversation flows.
But then, like, we're talking about people that, like, want to take a gap year from high school, imagine, because they'll be confused. What do I do? So do you think they'll make more wise decisions about their career choices?
Look, a gap year is also a career decision.
Already.
But for me, remember, we need to redefine this gap year.
Mm.
Because nowadays, you could say, okay, this year, I don't want to study per se, but I think what I would rather want to do is to do some volunteer work. To really get to understand that, since I'm like worried whether I would be good in helping people, I want to work in
an environment
where they would be helping people, so that it could help me in even choosing a qualification, in choosing the model. So in that year, the gap year, it's part of your career
already.
No, I would start applying for learnership and internship. Which are related to my career, because then I will be getting in the work environment, I will be getting a feel about what I will be studying. So it's actually, we need to engage. What will you be doing in this gap year? It's not like, no, I will be cruising around and all that.
90% of the time, when I hear someone talk about a gap year, the first thing that they say, ah, no, I'm just going to chill.
Yes.
Chill and do what?
Nothing academic at all.
You see, it has to link up with what you are going to do.
Yeah.
Because with this chilling, sometimes that's why parents will like stand up and say, no.
There's enough chilling already.
There is enough chilling already. And it can be quite detrimental to you.
Mm.
But if you think about this gap year as an opportunity to really get to connect to the career, the person
that
you want to be,
want to,
but not studying academically, really getting a feel, engaging, networking with people who are in the field that you want to be, doing interviews and getting an idea. What do they recommend? What do they suggest?
Mm-hmm.
In that year, a gap year could be fruitful and effective. Even when you are traveling, or when, you know, you can do 3 months in Joburg to say, let me volunteer with an NGO in Joburg. And if you can, then you say, when I go to Cape Town, I want to volunteer. And maybe in different settings.
And ultimately look at things.
So for me, one could also really look at the gap here to say, I would not want to study, but I would want to get a feel about the field that I'm interested in. I would want to gather more information, because then you sort out yourself, you apply.
In time. Yes.
Because the other thing I look at when people say they want to take a gap, the sole purpose that they want to actually take that gap is because they don't know what they want to do
after, ultimately.
Matric, especially you find with matric students that say, no, I want to take a gap year. Fine, we're going to take a gap year and do what?
To figure out.
No, I'm just going to figure out.
But you see, what I'm talking about is an easier way to figure out.
That's an easier way.
Where you are engaging with people when you are talking. Because otherwise, I mean, I have seen people who have stayed home for 2 years.
For 2 years.
Because they haven't figured out, but they are just passive in that process. But if you are actively engaged, you might actually realize in March, no, I shouldn't have taken even that gap year. After of volunteering with kids, I realized, sure, I could be such a good teacher. I must go and register for the B8. So for me, a gap year is to think about how, you know, what research can I do? Don't talk about qualification. Think about what type of places would I feel that I fit better working there. Walk into that place and say, can I volunteer, please? Can I just stay here for a day and see what you do?
You guys are up to.
Yeah. Can I talk to you about your work?
Well, sometimes a lot of people think that taking a gap year puts them at an advantage or a disadvantage. According to you, which do you think you get an advantage or a disadvantage once you take a gap year?
You know, I always look at this career decision in a secular way, not in a linear way where it says from day to day.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people really mature in that gap year depending on how what they do and how they interact with the career environment and all that. Like somebody who will really get involved into volunteering, some people applying into learnership, gathering information. You will find that by the end of the year, they really know exactly what they are going to do. Some people are even lucky, maybe they even already ended up in a job and they got funds and all that. Can you see that person was really active? In some way, we could say that person was involved in an academic training, maybe non-formal academic training.
Yeah.
So it depends how a person utilizes that gap year. I mean, some people come to university. I believe that even if you come to university, you thought, oh, I will be the best lawyer. But when you start with the criminal procedure, what you realize,
I can't keep up.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah. And you realize that you thought because you argue a lot, law was good for you. But you realize the person you want to be is actually a social worker.
Yeah.
Because that the fact that by studying law helped you to discover who you are. I don't say you made a mistake.
No.
It's just your
journey.
It is
a route.
Yeah. It's a route that you needed to take.
To find out destination.
In order to find out what type of a person you are.
Mm.
So it doesn't matter how you do that. And also remember, I believe that it doesn't necessarily mean if you've done an LLB, you will become a lawyer. You can become a journalist.
Yes. I was telling people that because I'm a law student. I was like, my deepest fear is that I might not get to practice. They were like, why? I was like, I love law with a passion and I love studying it. But one way or the other, something might happen along my journey that derails me from practicing after I accumulated my degree.
Yes, and it's okay.
Yeah.
Totally okay.
Like, well, last but not least, according to you, any advice that you want to give for people that are actually right now thinking about their planning their curriculum and also planning the upcoming semester?
You see, for me, I think one important thing we ignore a lot is research, career research, engaging people. Because I think it's important that as you have registered for these modules, you need to sort of pause a little bit and ask myself, you know, what can I do with communication and business management? Can I even just Google it? Majors with communication and business, what career opportunities are there? So that at least you know that you are strategizing, you know how you could use your qualification, how could your degree, the compilation of your degree, makes you unique graduate.
Yeah.
You are not like other students. So it's important that you get yourself a framework to talk to other people about your qualification, the modules you have included in your curriculum, and what have you learned as a graduate, as a unique graduate from those modules, and how you could use those modules and where you could use those modules. So those are important information. And really to discourage people to say, no, it doesn't matter. I will choose IOP 101 there. And choose COM 101 there.
And bring sociology here.
Because somebody said, that one, you pass only with distinctions.
Oh, gosh.
You do that, but you must have an understanding of how will you use that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because then most of the people complete their degree and they are like, I don't know how to use my degree. And that can be quite frustrating and demotivating. So at least get yourself a framework that you could explain to the next person, what have you learned to these modules? How can you use them?
And especially here at UNISA, you get students studying for 3 years and they don't, and they tell them that, and I tell them that I've done 30 modules, but I still can't graduate. What's up? The thing is, they don't look at the curriculum, what you require to complete the degree needed.
That's very important. Yes. I think one of the important, very, very important thing for this year and from last year is also looking at the curriculum, thinking about the readmission policy. Because Some people said, no, I will take two modules and then one. But you, if you are on your second year, third year, you must pass four modules. So if you are registering for only three modules per year, you won't be readmitted next year.
Yeah.
So it's very important that you really check the rules. As you are planning your curriculum, check the rules. What do the rules require? How many modules do I need to complete the qualification? How many modules do I need to be readmitted?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. That was our resident student counselor, our sister Chifua Kodisana. Thank you very much, ma'am.
You're welcome. See you next time.
See you next time.